KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies here in Atlantic, 73 degrees. We look for it to be partly to mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning and then again later this afternoon. A high of 89, winds south at 10 to 20. Some of those storms later this afternoon and this evening could have damaging winds, large hail, heavy rain, and an isolated tornado. You just have to keep it tuned to KJN. We'll keep you up to date on the weather. Yesterday's high was 83 and our low this morning, 56. We also picked up a trace of rainfall in Atlantic Tuesday afternoon. Radar currently shows some light showers and a few thunderstorms well off to our west and northwest. The heaviest band over portions of the eastern Monona County into western Crawford County and then points north. And then there's a cell that's crossing over from just north of Omaha into the northwest Pottawatomie County area. All that activity is moving generally off to the northeast. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. A small plane that appeared to have been a crop duster crashed Tuesday evening into a field in Carroll County. The accident happened south of Carroll near Swan Lake. Reports from the scene indicated the aircraft was mostly intact near a bean field and appeared to be on top of a terrace. As of this morning, Carroll County authorities had not released any information about the crash. The pilot was apparently uninjured, but that has not been confirmed by authorities, only witness accounts. Visitors to a popular tourist destination in Omaha Council Bluffs may have been exposed to a dangerous disease, and it's not COVID-19. The Henry Dorley Zoo held an event over the 4th of July weekend where guests stayed overnight in the aquarium complex. One woman reportedly awoke to find a wild brown bat near her head. She wasn't injured, but a total of 7 wild bats were later caught in the building and 1 tested positive for rabies. The zoo is recommending all 186 people who attended camping events that weekend and the last weekend in June seek treatment for exposure to rabies at the zoo's expense. County fairs in Audubon, Shelby, and Montgomery counties are underway this week, and you can see the complete fair schedules in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The first full day of activities today at the Audubon County Fair included 9 o'clock judging 4-H static exhibits, at 9:30 the 4-H garden plot judging. This afternoon at 2 o'clock, 4-H communications and table setting event will take place at the Agri Hall. At 4, it's the Clover Kids Pet Show. At 4:30, the Clover Kids Showcase. At 5 this evening and at the Audubon County Fair, it's the 4-H Pet and Dog Show in the Livestock Pavilion. In Red Oak, the Montgomery County Fair features from 7 to 9 this morning, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau free breakfast for exhibitors and their families. From 9:30 until 10:30, the 4-H and FFA Dog Show. 9:30 to 10:30, there'll be a welcome coffee at the Fairgrounds Auditorium in Red Oak. Other activities today include the 4-H and FFA Poultry Show, Red Oak Chamber and Industry Ag Appreciation Supper this evening, bingo this evening at the 4-H Exhibit Building. And in Harlan, Shelby County Fair activities include, but are not limited to, the opening flag-raising ceremony at the front gate at 8 o'clock, the Best of Iowa contest at 11:30, the carnival at 4, a tractor pull at the grandstand beginning at 6 p.m., and again, you can find the full schedule for all three of those events in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in the news, the pandemic helped Iowa see a huge 2020 pheasant harvest. The DNR says hunters bagged nearly 300,000 roosters during the 2020 season, the second highest harvest reported in more than a decade, and around 16,000 more than 2019. DNR wildlife biologist Todd Bogenschutz says there were 10,000 more hunters in 2020, which he credits mainly to the pandemic, as all types of outdoor activities saw increases. Bogenschutz said a roadside survey heading into the season showed an 18% increase in birds, which was another factor in the good harvest. A road construction work on U.S. Highway 6 between Highway 71 near Atlantic and Iowa Highway 48 near Lewis will require intermittent lane closures weekdays from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. beginning next Monday, July 19th, and running through about August the 5th, weather, of course, permitting. The DOT's construction office in Creston said traffic will be controlled with flaggers and a pilot car while work is in place. A 16-foot lane width limit will be in effect. And the Iowa Department of Transportation's Creston Construction Office says a bridge deck overlay project on east and westbound Interstate 80 between Iowa Highway 173 or Exit 54 3 miles east of Marnie, and Cass County Road N16, exit 57, the Olive Street exit, will require reducing traffic to one lane controlled with a temporary barrier rail beginning at 8 a.m. Wednesday, July 21st, and until October 7th. Again, that's weather permitting. Work on that project will be completed in stages, with the left lane closed first and then the right lane closed after work is completed in the left lane. A 13-foot, 8-inch lane width limit will be in effect during that project. Well, Produce in the Park is welcoming a special musical guest to the market this Thursday, July 15th. The country music band Cloverdale will be giving a free concert in the Atlantic City Park from 5 until 6 p.m. Rolling Hills Bank and Trust is sponsoring this week's musical entertainment. Bring your lawn chair, enjoy yard games and dinner at the park while you listen to the music. Produce in the Park is held every Thursday evening from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Atlantic City Park from the beginning of June through the end of September. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.